Now I want to introduce you to another film screening in the Alliance Française Film Festival. This film's called The Conquest, and it's about, love him or hate him, Nicolas Sarkozy, who with Angela Merkel is trying to hold the European banking system together because the French banks are very exposed. Sarkozy became French president 5 years ago and has strutted the world stage since. For some outside France, he seemed to come right out of nowhere. For the French, the amazing thing was how he outmaneuvered and outfoxed the old guard of the French right-wing party, UMP. In particular, he outfoxed Jacques Chirac and his protege and chosen successor, Dominique de Villepin. The conquest starts the day Sarkozy won the presidency, May the 6th, 2007. And on that day, he also lost his wife, Cecilia. Then it time shifts between that campaign and the previous 5 years. The conquest, I think, is part of a quite new genre in cinema, real-life political drama in which the protagonists are still living and are named. In Britain, films about Tony Blair, the Queen, the deal and the special relationship, written by Peter Morgan, have led the way. In Italy, a superb film, Il Divo, about the grey fox Giulio Andreotti, showed how close to the bone it's possible to go, using a mix of drama and statements from the public record. Now the French have The Conquest, which hasn't got a distributor so far in Australia. If you're a political junkie or if you're just curious about the man, head to its Alliance Française Film Festival screenings. Politics is a stupid game played by smart people, Sarkozy says at one point. Rivalry, betrayal, mistrust. This film takes us behind the scenes. Denis Poliades plays Sarkozy and gives a terrific performance, simmering, erupting, winning and stricken by turns. Xavier Duringer directed the film and co-wrote it. And as this was the first of this new kind of political drama to be made in France, he had a very nervous time bringing it to the screen.
It was the first time in France that we do that with a president. It was very difficult to do because we don't ask permission. Mm. No money with TV because TV work with the government, and we was a little bit afraid, and we work with the paranoia. Because many people around me said, oh, never you can do this movie. Because they stop. They can stop every time, every day they can stop the shooting. We shoot in August when everybody go to holiday. And politicians think that we shoot normally in December. But we shoot earlier, 5 months earlier, and we can do this movie. And we worked with lawyers, 13 lawyers.
13 lawyers?
Yes, because we have to work with a source of every sentence. And we work with 100 books wrote by politicians themselves or journalists. But, you know, we can do this movie because Sarkozy changed a lot the code of political way.
The political code. He changes
yes.
it.
Yeah. Yes. It's a time of storytelling. You know how to shoot yourself when you run, when you do bicycle, when you go to the sea with your wife and you know, and he show himself and he tried to touch the heart of people and to touch an emotional way. Mm. He changed a lot all the code. But I think it's not only Sarkozy do that.
Oh,
only
God, yes. We have a leader of the opposition who's constantly on a bicycle or in bathing costume.
It's not only, you know, it's not only politician today. It's actors, comedian, terrific comedian.
So as a presidential candidate, Sarkozy was a fantastic comedian.
Yes, he's a fantastic comedian. It's like little bit like an actor studio in New York, you know. All the time he move his body, you know, he shake his body, and all the time first is the body and second time he try to speak. He smile before to get his sentence. He smile himself before all the time. You can see him.
Amazing. One of my favorite shots in this film is the long shot when he's on the terrace and Valapin taking to his bathing suit and entering the sea, and you have this long shot of the media like lemmings running running down the sand.
Because it was a switch.
Yeah.
Because after Villepin was very high, it was at 47 and percent of vote, and Sarkozy was at 45. After just this sequence, and all the journalists say, "Oh, Villepin is naked," and na-na-na-na, and they run, and it's very funny. You can see the control of journalists and media.
That was one of the key things I took from your film. There's a number of points where we see Sarko talking with his advisors, and we also see Chirac and Villepin. They are very confident about how they can control the media. Someone at one stage says, in France, the journalists are cowards. We can't control them outside France. Another time, someone's suggesting the Minister for the Interior has access to files on the lives of journalists that are used as methods of control. Now, presumably you have evidence for this because one of your 13 lawyers would have asked you about that.
Yeah, but in fact it's real. You know, the opening night for the movie was 18 May in the Cannes Festival. During the night, many, many journalists, Le Monde, in Canal Plus, and everywhere said, the movie, it's real at 99%. And what they do with journalists, what they said with journalists, it's true.